Imagine with me, as if you were there.
Discover Tales Enrolled, a new Dungeons & Dragons actual play series set in a small, tropical town called Alma that is suddenly plagued by a mysterious curse. Four of the villagers must come together to save their town and the people they love that live there. They will have to face and defeat demons real and imagined, otherwise they risk falling victim to the curse. Watch or listen Tales Enrolled, available as a video series on YouTube and as a podcast wherever you listen.
I hope that with you, maybe we can make sense of this together.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Rotatoes. I think it's about time that we get into part two of episode two. Thank you so much for being here and for checking this episode out. Did you know that we have a Discord? It's a really, really cool Discord filled with lovely, lovely, lovely people. Maybe you should go check it out. It'd be really cool to maybe have you over there on our Discord. Yeah, because it's fun and you can talk about all your theories and stuff. And actually, I've just had a thought. I'm going to make a public feed chat so that people on the public feed can chat spoiler free. Because all the people on the Patreon can't be jumping in there being like, meh, well this. But, you know, obviously if you're on the Patreon, then you'll know what happens, because you can binge it all right now. So, thanks so much for being here, appreciate it, and very excited to have you here. Let's get on with part two of episode two of Arc 12.
Can I go and check out this book to see if it's open to any, like, notable pages that could give us clues to who was in there last?
Sure, you sweep in there and go to open the book, and before you actually touch the book, you hear a little voice go, "Oh, hey, be careful with these pages. What are you doing? You're not a champion of Zophine. What the hell are you doing here?"
Do I see this person? I just hear this voice.
You hear this voice from the book itself, as the book starts to levitate in the air and kind of this sort of as it's the book is like opening and closing. You see that the book kind of goes, "This is probably alarming. Hold on a second." And you see that it transforms in midair and becomes a little otter that like just lands on the pedestal and kind of looks up at you and starts to talk. You're not a champion of Zophine, so can I ask why you're here? And oh, I see it's happened already. Cool. So yeah, sorry.
What's happened already?
Oh, just we're champion of Zophine has gone into the pool to be unfrozen at a time that Amalar needs them the most. So it's good that that's happened. That's
We saw a guy kind of just fall in. I don't know if he's a champion.
Yeah. I don't know what the processes are for the ritual, you know. But you know, I'm sure whatever it was meant to be. That's how it works.
Anna turns and blinks at her friends. We actually, one of your missionaries came and talked to us all about Zophine, and we were like, "This sounds amazing."
It is. It's really cool. Yeah.
So they told us to come in here, read a little bit of the book, figure it out. We'd love to be a part of this whole thing. Love this god. Love this vibe.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm kind of like a sort of handbook for the champion of Zophine, so that when they wake up, you know, because it might be some time or whatever, you know, I kind of have the instructions for them and like what they need to do and like how they need to do it and like, you know, just making sure they've got all the basics covered and stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, I know some stuff, sure. But, you know, what do you want to know? What are you trying to do?
Well, what are you going to tell him when he needs instructions? Like, what's the first thing you'll say?
Well, his name is Gus. And Gus is very strong, very, very strong paladin of Zophine. And probably the first thing is, you know, I'll be like, "Hey, we need to go through the trials just to make sure you're sharp." And then we'll be like, "Boom, we need you to, you know, go and..." him and like some of the other temples in sort of similar-ish area supposed to go and find three pieces of this complicated piece of technology apparently that are needed, but you know, it's like a whole thing. But that's specifically for Gus, you know, not for you guys.
And this all is so boring to me. I'm like, "Do you know a Yennefer?"
Yennefer, I think one of the champions, one of the other champions was called Yennefer, I think.
Ooh, and maybe you gave instructions to Yennefer as well, or maybe one of your friends?
I didn't, but Yennefer might have a book. Do you know roughly where Yennefer's... I could probably point you in the direction of Yennefer's book, if or you know, temple, if that would be helpful, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Yeah. Yennefer, I think was sort of south of the Kiptide Mountains, probably. Probably somewhere around Fort Cutler, I'd assume. But she might even be frozen, so I hope you haven't missed her. That would be bad. That would be
bad. And how do you unfreeze?
Oh, you can't. That's Zophine's choice, you know, when as and when Amalur chooses that she's, you know, unfrozen. So she might not be frozen. They were supposed to all happen at the same time. That was kind of an important part of the plan, that they all freeze.
I kind of go over to the lake and I start knocking on it and I'm like, hello.
There's just no response, but yeah, it's fine. I'm sure that was meant to happen. It's fine.
Could you, I'm so sorry, you said Gus? It was for Gus?
Yes, that's Gus.
Oh my gosh, that's actually my best friend.
Oh, you knew Gus?
Uh-huh.
Roll me a deception check real quick.
16?
Okay. He goes, oh, you know Gus? That's crazy cool. Okay. Yeah.
And we would love to help him when he wakes up. So could you just tell us more specifics about, like, the three pieces of technology that he needs to gather and stuff, just in case?
Sure. I mean, so basically, the whole thing is that these obelisks, that there's like some, we think there's some like ulterior motives that behind them, and they're kind of using a lot of the natural resources of the land, you know, to like build them and to build all this technology and stuff. And so basically Zophine's plan is that should anything happen on her plane of existence, because this is a whole thing where like some of the gods have been getting killed by other by these like machines, so she's like, hey, look, if something happens to me, then these guys will all wake up and they'll like have a vestige of her power and they'll be able to like spring into action and stop these machines from like taking over and doing bad stuff. So that's kind of what their purpose is. And I think the specific mission of these guys is that there's this thing, but there's this like piece of machinery in there called the algorithm, and that is like something that they have to like basically fetch to make sure that the machines don't have it. I think that's
because
if they get that piece, then they can like, you know, I don't know, but they can do bad stuff, you know, really, really bad stuff.
Yeah, oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, since these things are up and moving, are you telling me that she is no longer with us?
Oh, no, I think it's like these machines, they've been around for a little while. I'm thinking it's like kind of like a plague of like, you know, Amalur destroying kind of machines, you know, like a true kind of like doomsday scale type stuff. There's still quite a lot of, you know, life and stuff going on in Amalur right now. But I'm talking like this would be like a, you know, everything kind of dies.
Oh, everything.
We've been,
okay,
we've been at war for a little while, for at least the last 10 years. You know, war is just fully broken out. But we're not yet at the point where it's like apocalyptic. And then we think that the machines might enact some sort of apocalypse level event. But hey, listen, you know, Yennefer, super important. You know, like, we need Yennefer. You know what I mean? Was there a reason that you were looking for her, or is it just like you're also friends, I guess?
Yes, she seems to have been kidnapped.
What?
And we are tasked, with finding.
Okay, that's so bad. That's so, so bad. Like, if that's the case, like, you have to do something. You have to save. Yeah, if you want a mission, not that I'm sort of well placed, I'm not supposed to do that. I would say that you absolutely 100% have to rescue Yennefer. Because if you don't, then it's not all of the champions that awaken at the same point, then the plan won't work. That's very important that all the champions have to wake up at the same time. So if she doesn't make it, to her pool and freeze, that could be like the end of Amalur. That's really, really, really bad.
Yes, yeah, exactly. That's why
we're
actively trying to.
It's so good that you. Wow, I'm so happy, guys, that you're here. This is amazing. This is really, really cool. Thank you for being here. You know.
Yes.
I feel great that you guys are here.
You seem awesome. A little overworked and stressed.
I am. You know, I really am. It's been, it's been a lot of learning that I had to do to fill my pages. And it's like, it's an overwhelming amount of information. So, but I appreciate you.
You need a little break. Do you want to come with us?
I really shouldn't, you know, because if he wakes up and then I'm not here and...
Yeah, but yes.
Maybe, you know, could be... Be kind of fun to see the outside. I've not really seen.
That is true.
I don't know. Maybe
have a little otter as a pet or a snack. I mean, a pet.
What did you say, snack?
I said we have snacks. We have snacks.
Do you have snacks? What snacks do you have?
Mm. Eyeballs.
They all look at each other.
Eyeballs. Okay, that's not super what I imagined you saying, but okay.
Yeah.
Delicacy.
Do you all have anything better than eyeballs?
It'd be great if you did. You know, maybe just some nuts.
Sweets?
Sweets? What's sweets?
They're eyeballs sort of dipped in like a sugar coating.
Candied eyeballs.
Now that sounds pretty good if you've got some of those. I'd probably eat one or two of those. That sounds cool.
Okay. Then, all right. Well, do you have some?
Do
to
I
share?
Do I have some?
No, I was asking. Them, sorry,
right?
Was,
yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
I was
sure.
Speaking to
yeah.
Vanna. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Do you have any candy?
Vanna leans over and like stage whispers to Zazily, "I'm lying."
Did you just say you're lying? Do you not have candy eyeballs?
Anyways, some of those if you want.
Okay, sure. Well, I mean, I guess I could probably help you get down to. Color if that's where you're headed.
Yes, because we can't get the algorithm. The champions on ice are getting the algorithm. I'm like, this is all new information for me.
Listen, if you could get it, sure. What I will say is it's like, you know, these are incredibly powerful champions to get this thing and to do this very specific task, and you could definitely rock up to that obelisk if you want, but I think, you know, there's a lot of guys, there'll be a lot of guys, and there'll be a lot of people trying to stop you, and I don't want to downplay, because you guys seem strong for sure, you guys seem, you know, but I'm maybe thinking that like ensuring that all the champions are alive and make it probably more useful at this point.
Fine.
I don't know. God. You know, I don't, you know. But hey, look, if you want to try, you know, I don't want to. Look.
Well, I guess my other question would be, what do you know about these obelisks?
Oh, well, they've started springing up, you know, last, oh, I don't know, 50 plus years or so. And basically there's like a bit of an arms race to like build these things because they, you know, offered technology and weapons and stuff like that, and it sort of led to this sort of rising reliance on technology and stuff, but it's kind of just fueled more war, and so that's why I think Zofia is like, it's a pretty bad thing, honestly, you know.
Yes,
but they're a relatively new thing. Yeah. And it's led to some increased tensions and, you know, just full-scale war in the last couple of years, which has been bad. And so, yeah, that's not
cool. Yes, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that all seems unfortunate. And
maybe we can help. That's cool, though, right? We can go on an adventure together and I can help you and that'll be fun.
Yes, maybe. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, but you just got to make sure I get back here, though, okay?
Okay. Yes. Yeah, that's simple enough. We'll get you back.
Sweet. All right, let's go. Who? Can I? You all have longer legs than me, so would I be able to hop a ride? I can only transform once a day, and I probably should have picked something that could fly. That would have been easier, but I can't fly in this form. I was just trying to be as cute as possible. You know, that usually serves well when I meet strangers.
Do we still have the hound with us?
That's true. The hound... I'm going to say you can hear the distant sounds of screams as a hound is being torn to shreds by some big, giant metallic creature, probably.
My wigs!
Yeah, wigs so gone.
My wigs!
But the hound definitely helped... this hellhound definitely helped, you know, distract the big metallic creature and stop it from tearing its way towards you. So that's...
I'm so,
you know,
sorry. You had so many lace... My wig? You had lace fronts.
You see a wig just kind of goes flying past the window as...
My wigs! Oh.
I'm so sorry about your wigs. Truly, we will. I will.
Vanna's
make sure.
On her knees, sort of clutching her chest in grief.
When there's an opportunity for more wigs, we will get you another wig.
And you shall have my wig, if I have a wig.
Yes. So, you know, we don't worry.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Focus. Thank you so much, friends. If I get my body back, it'll all be worth it. It'll all be worth it.
Yes.
You all...
Big dragon body.
You will see as light sort of begins to spill through one of the windows, as it seems that dawn is now kind of breaking. And I think as the light all hits you, you feel this like intense, slightly burning sensation. As your bodies seem to be reacting negatively to being in direct sunlight.
Ooh.
It's like, are you guys okay? You seem a little, it seems bad.
Do we have some cloaks here? My God, it's bright.
I don't know if we have any cloaks. There's a town that's not super far away if you wanted to head there. I feel like you guys are, why don't you just step into the shadows there? I feel like this is bad. Is there a reason that you guys are sort of sizzling under direct sunlight?
Genetics.
Allergy to the sensitive skin.
You all three of you, very different looking individuals, have the same allergy to sunlight?
I did.
How do you think we met?
Yeah.
Support group. Exactly.
Oh, okay. A support group. Okay. Well, sure. Okay, fine. Well, would it be helpful for you to find, for us to find some shelter and then for us to travel by night then maybe?
I do notice I have a disguise kit. Would I have something that could cloak?
I think normally a disguise kit is like makeup and like prosthetics and like things like that. I don't think it's like having like a sort of wardrobe type thing with you. I will say that even like through your clothes, it feels like after a certain amount of time, you would begin to struggle in like direct sunlight, because this is effectively like, you know, you as creatures of like native creatures of the underworld being you know, exposed to sunlight for the very first time.
I see. Yeah, maybe we need to take a little breather during the day. It's so bright and I thought I loved the heat.
Yeah, this feels so different to straight up heat. This is like a searing kind of light that seems to be chasing away some of the evil thoughts in your brain, and you do not like that at
pain
all.
That feels bad.
Yeah, this is pain that feels bad. This is first time that you're experiencing radiant damage.
There's a town not too far away from here. It used to be called Ironwood, but they recently changed the name, because for ages they were under the, like, kind of, they were kind of being terrorized under the rule of this, like, gigantic, kind of, but really beautiful dragon. Like, they killed it, like, 20-odd years ago, and now it's called Needlebomb. So maybe we could head there, and you can, you know, get some rest and stuff during the day.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
All right. Would someone mind giving me a lift? Just because I feel like I'm just going to be holding the group up otherwise.
I'll hold you. I use him to shade me.
Shade your head like head. Like one of those like a mink scarf or whatever. Like,
yeah.
He's just wrapped around your neck.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, cool.
let's shoot off. So yeah, you managed to, I think, again, very much ducking through the trees, like, you know, in the sort of tree, like direct tree light and everything, to sort of avoid the sunlight. You managed to find your way to the edge of this relatively small looking town, which for you, Vanna, is not, it's kind of different to how you remember it. You remember it being this kind of very gloomy place that was only inhabited by, like, you know, a few people who would use it as like a necessary, like, outcropping, a sort of outpost. And it seems to be enjoying and flourishing with this newfound, you know, now it's no longer under the rule of a despotic ancient dragon. It is, in fact, thriving. But it's sort of, the layout is very much the same. You can see parts of buildings that you once yourself tore massive chunks out of and ate the population of said building, now rebuilt and looking as resplendent as ever as the sunlight kind of hits it. You see that there is in fact an old town, an old tavern that you can see outside, polishing the kind of sign of this tavern, and sort of opening it up and welcoming people in and everything. There appears to be this sort of relatively sort of youthful looking man. And you recognize this as person as they're one of the last few people that you saw. You remember very distinctly a child about 20 odd years ago that you were just about to eat and drain the life of when you got hit square between the eyes by something. And that was the moment you were felled. This is the last face that you ever actually remember seeing. That was this child that you were about to eat. Now seems to be fully grown and running the tavern.
This is obviously emotionally devastating for Vanna. First of all, it hurts her feelings. That so much has changed in the town. She's looking around for any indication that they, like, have her on merch for the town or, like, that she's worshipped in any way.
For sure. There's some merch, but it's all kind of, like, kind of, it's, like, it shows this kind of grayish dragon on it. But then, like, with, like, a bunch of, like, holes in it. And it's like, we killed the dragon, and like kind of generally sort of slightly degrading towards the dragon itself. And obviously talking, it uses the, I think there'll be some of them that say like, Valfaun is dead, like down with Valfaun, that kind of thing. So there's definitely some merch, but it's very much like not.
In favor of me.
In favor of this ancient dragon that used to rule here.
Now her wigs and this. It is a bad day.
Are you okay? Sorry, I didn't catch your name, by the way. Saw this little otter's nose kind of brushes against your cheek from your friend's shoulder.
I'm Vanna.
Mm-hmm.
And these are my associates and my very good friends. Should we stop into this tavern, perhaps, for a minute?
Sure, you could probably get like a room there to rest up. And
why not? Yes. Why not?
Do you want me to buy one of the shirts?
No.
Okay.
That's really sweet of you to ask, but it's devastating.
Okay. Oh, you don't want one of these shirts? They look really nice. I mean, they're not as nice as your tie-dye shirts, but like still pretty cool.
Yeah, they're not as good as our shirts. Come on, let's go in.
Yeah. And yeah, as you make your way up to the tavern, you see that this young man kind of pokes his head, kind of seeing you coming, kind of goes, "Ah, look at that, weary travelers! Hey, welcome. How are you doing? Nice to see you. It's always great to get new people."
Is it nice to see me? Is it always good to get new people?
Are you okay, Miss? Sorry, I'm
Vanna
so sorry.
Vanna walks
if
over
I...
to the bar and pours herself.
Oh, wow, yeah, just help yourself, I guess. That's fine. That's okay. Are you okay?
You're so lucky. You don't even know how lucky you are.
Right. Did I offend you somehow? I am so sorry. No?
She went through a really bad breakup in this town, and it's just bringing up some really bad memories.
Yes.
Right. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, some bad memories.
Let me.
And I guess I just can't stop thinking about the one that got away.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That sucks. You know what? Yeah, you have a couple drinks on me. That's tough, and I don't want
more drinks for the whole thing. Six more shots for me and my friends, and a little otter over there. Get that otter drunk, sir.
You want me to get the otter drunk?
Get us all drunk.
Okay, I'll get you all drunk. Sure. Fremo's drinking.
Saving throw?
Yes, that same little box where we did the dexterity saving throw the other day. That's there.
8 plus 3, 11.
I got a 5 total.
5 total, okay.
I'll drink too.
Constitution saving throw.
Oh, yeah. Easy, I think. Let's see. No, not quite. That's going to be 10.
10, okay, yeah, you're all pretty buzzed, honestly. After having, slammed back a couple of shots after a pretty stressful day where you died, you slam back a couple of these shots. They taste, honestly, so here's a question. I think for Vanna and for Zazali, this is, manna from heaven. This is the first thing that you've eaten in 20 years and 50 years, respectively, that isn't, poison, or 1,000 degrees literally. This is actually meant to be consumed by a humanoid. I think it's strange. This is a really weird flavor. I don't necessarily know if it's bad, because it kind of still burns in a good way, but it's not what you're used to for sure. You see that the little otter kind of sidles over to you, Vanna, and goes
hey, so a breakup, huh? You can tell me, I'm part of my design and what I was put here to do was be a good listener and offer support, so if I can, just
otter, take a shot, and I give the otter a shot.
Sure thing.
The otter knocks it back and goes,
wow, that's powerful. Okay, that's cool. I could do another one, probably, I think.
We'll do another one. And I'll tell you something. You think the whole town, I mean Guy, you have a whole thing with him, and that it's a fun back and forth, and you guys are sort of in a symbiotic relationship, and they respect you, and they care, right? Mm. And then you get Gil. You get broken up with, and everyone forgets. And when they do remember, it's in a negative way. And that's not necessarily fair. I'm going to take a nap right under the table. I'll be back in 1 minute.
Wow, that was a lot. Hey, Zazali, Morg, when she is saying, when she said the town and then corrected herself and said the people, this person, and when she said, you get killed and then corrected herself and said broken up with, there's not a scenario where, something bad happened in this town, right, with these people.
Take another shot.
Okay.
Okay, it's a person is a townsperson, and then how when you break up, it feels like death. Come on, she's a poet. She's speaking in metaphors. You are a book,
Oh, I get it now.
But you see the bartender sells over and goes, hey, well, listen, this isn't it. Really, I gotta say, for this early in the morning, you guys are really knocking them back. Fair play. If you need help, let me know. If you need a room, also let me know. We do have... You see that he puts down 3 of these kind of slightly glittery gray shots. It's hey, this is a little on us just to say, thanks for your patronage and sorry you've been through a rough time. These are our down with Valthorn shots. We sort of made them look a little bit like Valthorn's scales and whatnot.
I take all what? 3 to shut you up. I take all 3.
Oh, okay. What? Whoa, okay. Sorry. I shouldn't.
And I will say, coming from the underworld and drinking poison and stuff, is this stuff getting me that drunk?
This is so such a different kind of drunk to what you've been what you experience as sort of drunk or buzzed in the underworld is an extremely different sensation, which is sort of painful and sort of slightly I feel a lot of the stuff that you'd imbibe is abstract stuff that makes you see colors differently and makes you go through really existential journeys of dread. This is making you feel kind of happy, which I
don't think you like.
Gregor, ugh, this is nothing. And I go, take us to a room. And I stand up and then I fall down.
Oh, okay, that's something. Huh. Any hoozles, this was great.
Room,
got it. Yeah, at least to get you guys to a room. You've all had so much to drink. This is, that's a lot. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. All right. Please. Okay, cool. Let's, takes you up to a room, kind of puts you all in and goes, wow, it is 8:30 in the morning. That is, okay, that's the earliest I've put people to bed. You find yourselves, all four of you, alone in a room. You see that little otter is kind of like sort of still seems pretty bright and upright and goes, you know, I think maybe for some reason I'm not affected by it, which is kind of fun, you know? I didn't really see that coming, but I don't feel any different. You guys all look a little, like you're hanging on a little bit, you know? So yeah, you find yourselves in this room as this sort of brilliant sunlight is now coming up, and I think the little otter kind of runs over and immediately like pulls the curtains, like drawn and goes, oh, I was close. Sunlight was coming in there, and you guys, that would have been, you know, would have been super bad, so.
They hate me. They hate me.
They hate you? No. Why would they hate you?
They hate you because they hate themselves.
Oh my god, I don't even know anymore. Mark, it's just like, I don't know. I came back here and I thought that, I don't know. I thought there'd be like a statue of me or something, and there's nothing.
You thought there'd be a statue of you?
She dated someone important in town.
Oh. Right.
I don't want to talk about it. Let's just sleep.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then get this all over with.
Okay, well, this has been great fun, and I'm gonna... So the little otter immediately falls asleep. Just so quickly.
I find the most uncomfortable spot in the room, and I go to sleep just down there.
You hang upside down, like, in front of the, like, open fireplace. And, yeah. It's extremely hot and reminds you of home. Perfect. Amazing. Are the other two, you guys going to sleep?
But before I go to sleep, I, like, you know, kind of tap Vanna. And I'm like, hey, Vanna, are you good? Because it doesn't seem like you're... Do you want to talk about this? Like, what... You know, I know what I've kind of had going on before I left, and I've been very vocal about it. I will be killing them on sight. But, you know, we've... In all that time and all my complaints and all my rants and evil plans, I've never stopped to ask what you have going on.
It's really, really sweet of you, and I'm just a little drunk and cracked open right now, but, like... So, like, I was a dragon, right? And it was, like, killing all these people and destroying the town. And then they would try to rebuild the infrastructure like a bridge. And then I would immediately knock it down again. It's like a fun game, you know? And then to see the town sort of, like, in such repair is just really hard. It's just really rough. Because I just want them to sort of, like, be missing me, right? And then this kid, right, who was supposed to die when he was a kid. I was supposed to kill and eat him. He... owns a small business? Like, that's insane. And then normally I would switch into a dragon, switch into a rage, and then kill him. But I can't because we have to go on this mission. We gotta do this thing. We have something we gotta do. And then she starts falling asleep.
I imagine, like, as you're falling asleep, like, an involuntarily turning into a Komodo dragon, just like...
and I don't even know. And
that's Yeah, as she falls asleep, I kind of just pat her head and, like, you know, kind of, like, just rub her head and lull her to sleep. I was like, oh, well, there's much work to do. And I kind of walk over to my bed and go to bed.
Amazing. I think truly a sort of semi-transcendent experience for you, Zazali, as you lie down on something that isn't a literal bed of nails for the first time in 50 years. You lie down on, it's probably just like some pretty basic like straw, you know, with like a sheet or something on it. Like it's not particularly comfortable, but it's still like, it's a million miles away from what you have been experiencing all of the time. And as you all slowly drift off to sleep, Vanna, as you all kind of drift up to sleep, you get that same familiar sensation of kind of gliding above this town once again, like you did before in that sort of moment of reflection when you'd died. And you can't help but feel like there is a sort of almost like a touch more control in this moment. You feel almost like different to a memory. This is more like a dream where you feel like you can somehow affect what's going on. And you feel these huge, like, draconic wings underneath you again. And you see this town below you. And you also do see these, the Kiptide Mountains. And sort of, because you're so high up in the sky, you can see just on the other side cresting them, there is this old looking castle, you suddenly start getting almost like flashes of parts of memories which you thought were long since lost. And you remember that actually you'd visited that castle before, that place that people keep referring to as Fort Cutler, and you in this moment feel like you could fly there if you wanted to.
Can I try flying there? I don't want to think too much on it.
As you start gliding down over the Kiptide Mountains, you see that there is like a sort of semi-carved out path which leads through these mountains. You do see that they're sort of, it's sort of teeming with all kinds of life. There are dwarves hard at work. There are these sort of strange creatures that seem to have crawled up from some dark recess within these mountains. Until eventually you do find and see what is known as Fort Cutler, owned by, and having been owned by the Cutler family for as long as you could remember. And I think it's here that you then notice that in the shadow of Fort Cutler, around to a side, there is this small temple that looks very much like Zophine's temple. And as you look down at it, there is a strong wind which seems to pull you almost towards that temple itself, and as you get drawn down and down and down, there is a moment where you feel like you're going to crash into this temple of Zophine, as this wind almost barreling you towards it at an impossible speed, and you find it so hard to resist this pull, this draw towards it. And as you're just about to crash into it, you stop and you see Yennefer stood just outside the temple, and she looks up at this gigantic dragon that has arrested its descent right in front of her, and she looks at you and says,
I don't think you're, this is gonna sound crazy, but are you in my dream?
I think you might be in my dream.
Can I ask whom you are, if I have been chosen to connect with you? I would be fascinated to know why.
Well, my name is Vanna Victor, but I was, and I guess currently am, the great dragon Valthorn. We're looking for you. Your dad's so worried.
My father? He's...
Yeah, where are you now? Where are you?
Are you at Fort Cutler
right now? Is this real?
I think I am, yes. I bound to a chair, and then sometimes Zophine shows you things in shows us things in our dreams, gives us direction, and this is different. However, I've never interacted with anyone before. Huh.
Vanna's getting a little distracted. She's like looking around for her wings.
There's absolutely one blowing, sort of caught, and it's all fucked up like in a tree. It's just sort of stuck there. It seems to have blown all the way over the Kiptide Mountains and has landed in this tree nearby.
She's staring at it, so it's kind of hard to listen to Yennefer.
Are you okay? You're looking at the
I'm focused.
Yes. Okay. Right. Well, I don't know if I have that much longer. They keep talking about there's a particular night approaching. They keep sort of talking about sort of counting down to a day. They know about the plan. They know about the plan for the champions. I don't know how, but they do.
And we gotta make sure that happens.
Right. Yes. But I think that they know about them. They know about the champions. They know the day that we're supposed to freeze ourselves.
How many people are you guarded by?
Quite a few, I think. Are you? But it's fine. You're a dragon. You know, you could just sort of bust in and.
Kind of. Well, used to be. Hoping to be again, if this all goes as planned. Hoping to be a dragon again.
Oh, great. Okay, yes. So you're not right. You're not right. Like in real, you're not in sort of the real world. You're not a dragon.
Yeah, I'm sort of somewhere between a iguana and kimono dragon.
That's considerably. Yes, right. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So a couple things are going to happen. We're going to make sure that everyone else makes it to their stations in time.
Okay.
You need to make sure you stay alive.
Yeah.
You got to make sure that we got to get you there in time. How do we do that? Gosh, I wish my friends were in my dream. I'm so drunk.
You're drunk?
No.
Okay. I just
would
you
never
said
drink
it, not
on
me.
A rescue mission. That would be insane to drink so much on a rescue mission.
So much? You've drunk so much?
Why am I talking so much? Okay. What do I tell her? What would be helpful?
Aaron, you can absolutely take inspiration for fully role-playing being drunk whilst in a dream.
I think that you've probably got a, you know, there's not a great deal of time, but maybe like, I don't know, 6 days, I think, to make your way here. But you're not far, right? You'll that gives you plenty of time, surely, to save me and then.
Far.
Ensure the others get to their station at the right time.
Yeah, that. Can you try to stall them? No, it's fine. We can do it in 6 days.
Sure. Okay. It's just, yeah, I think that it's more a case that they're going to, they're going to try and stop us all right at the, you know. I don't know how they know this. They shouldn't know this information. It was sort of only shared within the very inner circle, and it was, you know, only the champions knew. And
which of the champions is like the most slimy, do you think? The one that would betray you?
That's a hard call. There's a few very brash folks, you know, as part of the group.
You can be honest, you can tell me.
If I'm gonna be really honest, I never got a great vibe from Gus, but that's, look, you know, it's not that. I'm not saying he's bad. He's not saying he's bad. Obviously, he's not bad.
Okay.
So if you would have never picked him, if he was, you know, like that. But you know, he always just gave me a little.
Are there any backup champions? Like if we had to maybe kill Gus by accident?
No.
Someone else take his place?
No, there's no backup champions. It's just we're very intrinsically linked to.
But maybe don't trust Gus. Okay. I wish I had a pen or something to write this down. I'm gonna just have to remember this. Can you keep an eye on that wig for me? If it starts to blow away, maybe catch it, hold on to it for me.
Sure, I think that's, we're in a dream. I don't know that that wig's there, but sure, if I...
But if it is, if you see any wig, catch it, hold on to it. I'd be
okay.
Very grateful.
I'm currently, again, tied to a chair and pretty beaten and bruised. But if
I am just asking you to try.
Sure.
I'm about to
next...
go on a 6-day journey, and if you could just try your best
to catch a wig.
Thank you.
Great. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm gonna do a victory lap in the dream. Hopefully, it will last long enough for me to sort of.
You immediately wake up.
Houses.
The second
fuck.
you think to do a victory lap and go for a little flyby, you awaken in a drunken stupor, and you've got that real dry mouth going on. Mostly because you're quite close to the open fire, which I think that Morg keeps feeding and keeps increasing the temperature of it. So the room itself is so hot, like so hot, and you're all waking up with a hangover. Morg, you love this. Hangovers feel great. Like, this is the best you've felt since you've arrived at the material plane. But yeah, you all awaken in the morning. Do you, you see that the little otter's like, huh, it's kind of fun sleeping during the day, actually. Like, the nights are fun, and now I'm full of energy, you know? But the nights, which is cool.
Do you need sleep? Aren't you a book? Not I'm still really, hanging upside no. down.
I'm a book. Oh, speaking of, actually, he is we'll say that he is actually now a book, since he's taken a rest, and goes, what should I be today? I can be a different animal. Maybe one that's more useful than an otter. Or I could just be an otter again if you thought that was fun, I guess.
I'd suggest you be a hound, but you don't have great luck with that.
I can be a hound, yeah. You want me to be a hound?
What's something that can fight people? Hey guys, by the way, I had a crazy dream. I got some info from it. We're probably gonna need some strength on our side.
Horse.
A horse?
Horse it is.
Sure. I can be a horse. Changes in the room, and you see about a foot max. No, not even half a foot, like from head to high, and he's like,
that's
check it out. Whoa.
Not what I was thinking.
Cool, I got a hooves. Woo! Yeah, this is fun. You're right.
Brother.
This is great. This is gonna be, I'll be honest, this is gonna be hard for me to hang on to one of you today. Because I don't have any kind of, you know, I don't even have paws. I just got hooves. So one of you is gonna have to carry me, I think, probably.
While he's talking, Vanna leans over and checks to see if Zazily has a pulse.
Zazily, you do have a pulse because you were never actually fully dead. I think Zazily's pulse is probably like, is generally very, very slow. Like, to the point where you might think he's dead, but then like you'll just get like a one beat will pop up occasionally. So it is at this point, however, that as the sun starts to set, there is a sound of like a little bit of a commotion coming from outside, and you see that this little miniature horse sort of trots over to the windowsill and sort of jumps up and goes, guys, are these friends of yours by any chance? I kind of hope they're friends of yours. As you see making their way into town, you see there is about five of these cloaked figures with no faces. Very similar to
Are they headed towards the tavern?
They do seem to be headed towards the tavern.
Okay.
And that is where we're going to end episode two.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, so ready. Yeah. Yeah, well, be ready, because you need to be, absolutely. Because you think these guys are coming for you. Yes. Thanks for another great episode, guys. This was so much fun. Thank you so much. This was, I'll tell you guys this now as a little preview for the Arc Bark. But so you guys are in Amalur pre the events of the entire campaign that we have set up so far. Fun tidbit, the person that you saw falling into the pool is Zach's character. That's what happened to Zach. And it was so perfect when you rolled a one, Iffy, because I was like, oh, cool. Iffy's the reason that Zach, the djinn fell into the pool. That's absolutely hilarious.
That's so funny.
So much fun. So much fun for you guys to... But just to see this world, because we've never seen it in this current state of the adventures that we take place in about 450 years from this point. So you guys are seeing a very, very different thing. But I can imagine the audience is probably sitting there being like, oh my God, there's that, and there's that, and there's references to this, and there's reference to that. So very excited for people to be listening to this. But we'll save all of that chat for the Arc Bark, which will be out next week. So for now, let's just go around and see if there's anything that our wonderful guests would like to plug and where else you can find them. Lily, do please.
Hey, the new season of Dirty Laundry is not out yet, but if the trailer is, keep watching it. Keep rewatching the same trailer. Stream it over and over again like K-pop fans do. Just get those numbers up.
Just get those numbers up. Whatever you do, don't go back and watch previous seasons of Dirty Laundry. Just watch the trailer for Dirty Laundry.
No, those are over. This is the future.
They're done. They're done. Do the same with the new one, actually as well. I think you should probably do the same thing. Just watch the trailer of Mike Trapp turning into a black guy. It's great.
Yeah.
It's tight as hell.
You'll be like, whoa, that's kind of cool.
That's kind of cool. It is kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
Gotta be honest.
That was great.
Iffy, what else you got other than I'm actually, obviously?
Like I said, September 6th, I'll be in Leicester Square Theater.
Woo.
Pull up to that. Hang out with me and Jasper after. We'll grab a pint.
Hell yeah.
Emily will be there. You know, all your favorite people from the internet.
Hell yeah.
You know.
It's a sick theater as well. We just did the Three Black Halflings live show, there, and it was such a blast. It's a really lovely space. So people are going to have such a good time. They definitely need to check it out. Make sure you get tickets. In fact, we'll make sure we put a link to where we can get the tickets in the description. So that it's just nice and easy for you. Just click one little button and you can book tickets. Yeah, see?
Yes.
See, because we're living in the future. You know what I mean? We might as well use this technology for something good. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Amazing. And last but not least, Aaron Keefe, where can we find you on the interwebs?
You can check out Sitcom D&D if you like D&D.
I'm guessing that they do, given the fact they're here. If they don't like D&D and they're listening to this, then I mean...
Maybe they're just a fan of the personalities on the show. I don't know.
Well, not mine. So I guess maybe one of you guys is, probably.
Who knows? Check out that if you want. And then Hey Riddle Riddle, which is my other HeadGum podcast, is touring a lot this year. And we're going to be at Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles later this month. We're going to be at Lincoln Hall in Chicago. And then we're going to announce more tour dates in the fall all
Hell
over
yeah.
the country. So if you want to come see us in person, you can.
That's so cool. I'm so jealous and want to do more live shows. Like, as a theater kid, I grew up like doing so much theater, and like all of my acting career pre-pandemic was just all theater. And so I haven't done theater like since then, because I've been doing lots of VO work and Dungeons and Dragons. So I haven't walked the boards in so long. So doing the live show with 3BH of the day, I felt like crying. I was like, oh, a live audience. Oh my God.
The best.
Like, I literally thought about the other day. I was like, do I start stand up just so that I can be in front of a live audience? I don't even care if they hate me or they shout but things at me. It's fine. I just really miss having a live audience. It's crazy. Like,
especially recording stuff over Zoom. You forget that anyone listens to a podcast. You're like, truly. I thought I was just alone in my closet.
And you say things that you then realize that the people on the internet hear. And like, the amount I've been doing that show, we've been doing like an episode a week for like 4 years now. I have said, you truly know everything about me. Like, I have nothing else more to be discovered than is documented on that show, which is honestly crazy. So go listen to it through Black Halflings, wherever you get your podcasts. Obviously, check out this show. We'll be back again next week for the arc bark of episode 2 of arc 12. Check out the Reslayer's Take, which is over on Critical Role's part of a new network called Beacon. And there's probably some other stuff that I'm doing that I can't remember for now. So yeah, thanks for guys. Thanks so much for this. Thanks for listening to episode 2 of arc 12. Bye. Oh, wait. Aaron, how do I end these?
You sing.
Okay, goodbye, everybody. Ooh, we are leaving. There we go. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, that's wait, good.
Thanks.
You famously end every episode like that.
I do, famously, every episode.